Good morning, the exotic vet. This is Sharon. Yes, yep. Yeah, that's fine, yep. Right, yeah. Oh no, okay. Yeah, we are booked because we close at 1, so we are fully booked. Is she eating okay? Yeah. How long was she gone for? Do you know, like? So she escaped out. She escaped out of the hutch. Then do they have them in a hutch normally, or? Right. Right. Oh goodness. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh gosh, could be. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, especially if she, that is, who knows what they've got. How many pigs have they got roaming around? Do you know how many there is? 50? Oh goodness. Yeah, well, I should be pregnant, probably pregnant for sure. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah. 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 Yeah, that's right. Oh dear. Well, she probably does need. Would they be happy to pay for a vet consult, or would you just do that? And yeah, okay. Cause, yeah, you could try. I don't think they have any appointments, but you can try Maramba Downs Vet, Vet MD. Yeah, Vet MD. They're open. They're only open till 1 o'clock as well. So I don't think they'll have anything. If not, Unusual Pet Vets is open all weekend. They're open until 5 today and 10 to 4 tomorrow. Yeah, but they're a bit far away. There's one at Budgerum and there's one at Jindalee. So they're, but yeah, they should have an appointment free because they're open all weekend. So if you want to take her somewhere, I'd take her there. I wouldn't just take her to a normal GP clinic because they're not experienced with guinea pigs. But the vets, yeah, most of the vets there are experienced with guinea pigs. The one who's most experienced isn't on Saturdays, but there is other vets on there that are experienced with them. So you can try there, but otherwise, yeah, Unusual Pet Vets. And, yeah, because she sounds like she probably is pregnant. She's not, she could be a bit dehydrated, potentially, as well, if she's just been running around. They're obviously... Have they been, they're pretty lucky they haven't been attacked by cats or anything else if they're just roaming around. Yeah, all good, yeah, yeah. Oh, so you poor things, what a job to go into. Oh no. Oh goodness! And how many dogs? Just the one? Oh, okay, of course, yeah. Okay. Oh dear. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's not good, especially 50 guinea pigs running around outside. That's just not good. Yeah. Well, that. That's right. And they probably shouldn't have 4 dogs either, but anyway. No. But, oh, good. Oh, that's good. That's one good thing. They probably think they can just eat grass and be fine, but they need a bit more than that. Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah. Do they give them any veggies or anything? Do you know, or they just give them those feed on grass? Okay. Wilted and yeah. Oh, that's nice. I would love that. But yeah, if she's so, is she separate now? Or is she in with other guinea pigs? She's separate. Okay. Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'd keep her separate and really keep an eye on what how much she's eating and what her droppings are like. They should be normal, obviously normal size and consistency. If she's got any diarrhea, if she's not eating, she definitely needs to be seen over the weekend. And if she's, yeah, some of those swelling, I would say she's pregnant with that many guinea pigs, there would definitely be males around. So, yeah, so she probably is pregnant. Yeah. Oh, dear. Yeah. So just, yeah, if she happens to not, if she's not eating properly, I'd take her up to Unusual Pet Vets over the weekend and get her looked at. If you can't get into VetMD, which you probably, yeah, I don't think you will at this hour, but, definitely try Unusual Pet Vets if you can't get in there and see if you can get her looked at. They should be, they might be able to tell you if she's pregnant as well, just by looking at her. But yeah, yeah. Oh dear, the poor things. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. I know, it's so sad. They probably just let them out there and they're just breeding out of control. So, yeah, it's just, just got out of control. But, oh well, at least you're looking after them. That's a good thing you're doing for them. And, yeah, good luck with the rest of it. And sorry we couldn't fit you in here today. But, yeah, you should be able to get into Unusual Pet Vets, surely, even if it's an emergency one. Alrighty, okay, right, good luck. You're right, okay, bye.